Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Emmy and Paula each have 3. Adam has 2.
All right. Adam, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. As coalition forces attempt to retake the city, the U.S. military reported that ISIS leaders may have already fled from blank.
Mosul.
Right. On Thursday, Philippine President Duterte announced a desire to cut ties with blank.
Us.
Right. The United States. This week, President Obama lifted all restrictions on imports of rum and cigars from blank.
Cuba.
Yes. According to a poll released this week, over 60% of Americans support legal blank.
Marijuana.
Right. On Thursday, millions gathered online to watch the debut of blank's new video game system.
Nintendo.
Right. This week, McDonald's celebrated a loyal customer's 100th birthday by offering her blank.
A salad.
No. Free meals for life. The Pennsylvania McDonald's managers thought it would be nice to throw Nadine Baum a 100th birthday party with cake, flowers, balloons, and best of all, the gift of free McDonald's for life. Now, some may say that offering a 100-year-old woman free meals for life is kind of, you know, hedging your bets, but...
They didn't say whose life.
The joke is on them. After all, if Nadine has been able to stay alive despite eating McDonald's for decades, she's obviously immortal. Bill, how did Adam do in our quiz?
He got 5 right, 10 more points. That's a total of 12 and the lead.
All right.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Don't get too excited, Felber fans. There's 2 more rounds to go.
We have flipped a coin, and Amy has elected to go next, fill in the blank. This week, Elon Musk announced that all new Tesla cars will have blank technology by 2017.
What technology? Squirrels, running on squirrels.
Self-driving. On Sunday, both candidates condemned the firebombing of a GOP headquarters in blank.
North Carolina?
Right. This week, Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Dez Bryant told reporters he had suffered an injury while blanking.
While blanking?
No.
While shaving?
No. While making soup?
Making soup.
After 31 years, MetLife announced it would no longer be using blank as its mascot.
The peanuts!
Yeah, Snoopy. This week, a woman protesting what she thought was a Donald Trump rally smeared 30 cars with peanut butter only to discover blank.
It was a Hillary Clinton rally?
No, it wasn't a Trump rally. It was just a town meeting. It's hard to imagine how someone could mix up a Trump rally with a meeting of a local environmental club called the Tomorrow River Conservation Club, but that's what happened. The culprit was caught after the vandalism was discovered when she was spotted really licking her fingers repeatedly.
No!
Authorities are still cleaning up from the incident, but according to police, and this is true, quote, fortunately it wasn't chunky peanut butter, so vehicles did not get scratched. Bill, how
Don't say it out loud. Don't say it.
2 right for 4 more points, total of 7, but Adam is still in the lead.
How many then does Paula need to win?
5 to win.
Here you go, Paula. This is for the game.
All right.
Fill the blank. During a speech on Thursday, British Prime Minister Theresa May said the country would still work closely with the EU after the blank.
After the Brexit.
Right. On Thursday, health officials in Florida strongly recommended that women in Miami get tested for blank.
Zika virus.
Right. On Wednesday, a college student in California was sentenced to 30 years for trying to aid blank.
Wales?
ISIS. A court in Canada began hearing a case this week that alleges a girl got her leg broken by blank.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Canadians.
No. An out-of-control 11-pound wheel of cheese.
I told you, having too much cheese was dangerous.
On Wednesday, the Cleveland Indians beat the Toronto Blue Jays 3-0 to advance to the blank.
The World Series?
Yes. Police in New York State say that despite being high on LSD, a local man was still able to save his neighbor's dog from blank.
Hang gliding.
No, from an imaginary fire. Police say they were called to the scene when someone reported a man driving his car through his neighbor's fence. When officers arrived, they found the man standing heroically in front of the house he had just broken into, holding a dog in his arms.
But a second imaginary dog wasn't so lucky.
No. Bill, did Paula do well enough to win?
No. Oh, she got 3 right, 6 more points, but with a total of 9. Bill Maher will be very proud of Adam Felber, who won.
Very surprising victory there.